You can get to the Three Lakes Shelter in as many ways, by the Crane Hill or Sand Lake trails. When I get to Sand Lake, the road in front of the trailhead is packed with cars. It's Friday and a big turnout for the middle of a work day. Walking the Sand Lake Trail to the shelter, it's fitting to be hiking on the boardwalk carefully constructed by Forest Service crews to improve the trail. I wore the wrong shoes for a hike. Canvas flats with little traction, but on a dry day, it's no problem on the boards. Members of the Petersburg community are out here today celebrating the 50th anniversary of the National Historic Preservation Act. It also feels like a celebration of the Forest Service's role in recreation around Petersburg. Kids are running around, collecting water to examine close up. Some, like Art, are carrying around big nets, trying to catch dragonflies.
Catch any more dragonflies?
Caught only a damselfly.
A damselfly. So you've caught a damsel. What are you trying to catch?
Dragonflies and damselflies. My brother's going to do it when he's done eating his hot dog.
There's a dragonfly right there.
What do you think's in there?
I think there's, like, sea stuff. Oh, God. Whoa.
That's Freya. She spills some of that mucky lake water on her while loading a sort of water viewfinder. The Three Lakes Shelter was built in 1938 by the Civilian Conservation Corps, an organization born out of President Roosevelt's New Deal. Even back then, the structure was used for recreation. It also helped provide access to isolated spots. In 2006, the Petersburg Ranger District did a historic restoration of the building, fixing it up but keeping a lot of the original parts. It's a warm day, though not as sunny as the forecast said it would be. A few drizzles of rain here and there, the wild blueberries are ripe, and the activities are not just for kids. A group of adults cores a tree with botanist Joni Johnson. It's a way of determining the tree's age without cutting it down. They're inserting a small, rounded instrument into the trunk. It's a tall tree, but the trunk is not very wide.
You slide it in upside down. Yep, and it goes into the tube. Yep. And then right here, if you would just hold on to it here so you don't bend it and slide it in. And keep going. And all the way in as far as you can. And then go ahead and back it off just 180 degrees. This?
Back it out.
Yeah. Do you have a guess how old it is?
What do you think for the shore pine?
125 years old.
They're pretty old. Yeah.
And they grow really slow.
Yeah. I mean, and it does it. It's not competing with sunlight that much. And it's kind of a slightly higher site than over yonder.
They remove the tool and the core and count the rings. It turns out to be around 60 years old, plus or minus 10 years, they estimate.
Yay, success!
Yay!
The Three Lakes Shelter sits just off of Shelter Lake. Today, the three-sided Adirondack-style shelter is mostly being used to hold food. Outside, visitors roast hot dogs over the fire pit. Down by the lake, the Forest Service's Linda Slatt is on dragonfly duty.
Showing them to the kids how to handle them safely, how to identify them.
What sorts of dragonflies are around here?
Let's see, I caught a lake darner, which is one of the biggest ones. And then there's quite a few of the damselflies, which are much, much smaller, easier to catch.
Amid the fun activities, the Forest Service unveiled a historic property plaque at the shelter, marking its place in the Tongass's past and asking the community to help preserve it for the future. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.
I mean, these shore pine are amazing because, like, finding these little guys like this in the muskeg.